Blog Talk Radio. We Fix Credit. Are you bound by medical bills, child support liens, evictions, late payments, repossession, bankruptcy, or student loans? Today, you can turn that around. Time to be no longer bound. Hi, my name is Dove Stanton, and the name of my credit restoration company is No Longer Bound Financial Services. We are a debt-free company with the means to help thousands of people restore and rebuild their credit. Our customers have been able to obtain their dream homes, dream cars, refinancing, and building a greater future for them and their families. We dispute all negative and erroneous items from all three major credit bureaus. In closing, we can help you restore your credit, which in turn will restore your financial future. The way to reach me is by telephone or text at 678-760-6056, or you can email me at betterdays@gmail.com. Time to be no longer bound. You gotta have
faith. All right, all right. God bless you. God bless you. Chaos Blog Talk Radio listeners, this is Pastor Omar Zachary here with Praise Tabernacle Church Tuesday night Bible study, and we would like to welcome you in. Come on in, tell a friend, tell a neighbor, even invite an enemy. Let them know Praise Tabernacle Church is on and Bible study is getting ready to start. Just so you would know, our physical address is 877 North Clayton Street, the beautiful city of Lawrenceville, Georgia, 30046. Our hours of service every Sunday morning at 11 o'clock. You can find us right here on Chaos Blog Talk Radio, and you can also find us on Facebook Live at our church Facebook page. Every Tuesday night, we are here on our Chaos Blog Talk Radio program at 7 o'clock. Led by the leadership team of our church. And every Friday night, we're here with Bishop Omar Zachary Ministries. Friday nights at 7 o'clock, you can tune in again to get a word from the Lord. Amen. And we're just honored tonight for having a portion of our leadership team with us. And I know you have been blessed over the past few months by the different gifts that our church, God has blessed our church to have. By way of Evangelist Stanton, also Elder Victor Bluett, Elder Richard Taylor, my lovely wife, Lady Zachary. These have been some of the voices you've heard over the past few months. And we just like to thank you for allowing us to come into your living room, your office, your telephone, your bedroom, wherever you are. And we're just grateful to God that we have this opportunity that's been awarded us by way of Elder Derek Oliver. Amen. We thank God for him and his wife and his family, and we thank God that they've been such a blessing in such a short time to our ministry. Amen. Without further ado, we're going to say a quick prayer, and then we're going to turn it over to Evangelist Stanton, which will lead us in our Bible study on tonight. Father in heaven, we thank you. We give you praise, glory, and honor. We thank you for this day, and this is the day that you have made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. God, I ask that you would anoint your woman servant on tonight. Give her the words, give her the wisdom and the knowledge on what your people need, what we need to hear on tonight that would be an encouragement to us. We thank you for the leadership team that's here. We pray now for every member, every friend, every enemy of Praise Tabernacle Church. We ask that you would just touch us, strengthen us, keep us during these difficult times. And God, we just thank you for what you're going to do. Thank you for yet being a healer, a deliverer, a savior, and a way maker. And we commend this service into your hands. In Jesus' name, amen. Evangelist Stanton.
Thank you, Pastor. I appreciate that, sir. And good evening to every one of you that is listening on tonight. We're so glad that you decided to be with us. I would like for you to turn to Matthew chapter 16, Matthew chapter 16, and we are going to be dealing with verses 24 through 28. Matthew chapter 16, verses 24 through 28. And we may also be going to the book of Proverbs if we have enough time at the end. But while you are getting Matthew 16, 24 through 28, I kind of want to tell you how this Bible study for tonight was birthed. Last week I had an experience on Facebook. I do have a business, and with my business, I had to mark my Facebook page. It used to be private, but I allowed it to go public so that I could reach more people with my business. And if you are on Facebook and if your page is public, you may understand the freaks come out at night. There is a lot of people that get on Facebook with all kind of motive and stories. So last week I was looking through my messages to see if anybody needed my services as far as my business. And I got a message from a man that said, I think your picture was very beautiful, that he was divorced. He was the husband, he was the father of two daughters, and that he was looking for companionship. And he wanted to pay me $400 a week to be his companion. And that's what he said to me. And I was like, wow. And immediately the scripture in Matthew 16 came to me. It's actually Matthew 16 and 26. And it reads, "For what is a man profited if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul?" And I began to think about that scripture, and I did respond back with the word of God. But I began to think about the women that would take the offer. I began to think about women or men that would take the offer, and it came to this topic for tonight. What is your price? What are you willing to allow to happen, especially in this day and time, because there's a lot of people not working, and that $400 probably would have gotten somebody a paid a bill. But what are you willing to sacrifice to gain the world? Now, I want to get back to that scripture, but I do want to start with 16 and 24. Then said Jesus unto his disciples, "If any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me." So Jesus is telling the disciples, if you want to come after me, you got to be willing to come first and foremost. And sometimes we're just not willing to come because we feel like we're giving up the things of the world to come to Jesus. We feel like we're going to be at a loss to come to Jesus instead of understanding we're going to be at a gain coming to Jesus. We feel like if we give up the things, if we come after him and give up our things,
then what are we going to have? You know, how are the people that we hang around with now going to feel about us? How are they going to see us, or how they will talk about us, what they will say about us? If any man will come, we've got to make a decision to come after him.
Yeah.
Let him deny himself. So when you deny in yourself, what do you think you've given up? So good that you feel like you can't give it up? Is it so good that you feel like you have to hold on to it, that you cannot deny yourself? And then it goes on to say, and take up his cross and follow me. There are plenty of times in our life we're going to have to make a decision.
Right.
We're going to have to make a decision if it's worth it or if it's not worth it. But the choice is ultimately yours. And then it goes on to say in verse 25, for whosoever will save his life shall lose it. And whosoever
yeah.
will lose it for my sake shall find it. So, see, the world looks at that differently. If I die to myself, if I die to my flesh, what's going to come up is way better than what I got going on in the flesh.
Right.
For whosoever will save his life, that's how you save your life, is by dying to yourself.
Right.
And you really save your life. That's really the best death that there is. Because when you die to yourself, then you can live eternally. Does anyone have anything they would like to say right now?
I'm enjoying it. I'm good over here.
Yes.
Amen. And whosoever will lose his life for my sake shall find it. It's better. It may not seem like it's easier, but it's better to let go of yourself. God is wanting to do a work in you, and the only way to do that is to let go of yourself. So here we are with verse 26, where I found myself that night just thinking about the women who would take that offer, or who have accepted that offer. Maybe he went on to another woman and she said, yes, you know, I'll take the $400 a week. It says, for what is a man profited if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? See, you may be thinking you profiting money, a car, things. But from the world that I know of, you get things like worry, fear, doubt, trouble, unforgiveness,
yeah.
heart. These are the things you profited from the world. You get unrest. You get dis-ease, you get trouble in your life, and you have no peace, and you have no joy, and you have no direction, because those are what you gain from the world. Those are the things that you profit from the world. Those are the things you've given your soul up for, and the enemy has you fooled, thinking, oh, yeah, you know, I'm going to give you riches, or I'm going to give you things and items. I'm going to give you bigger places to live in, but yet you have no peace. Yet in your mind you're troubled, yet you don't even know where to seek to receive joy. You have no strength. You're weak because you think that you're going to profit something from the world by saying yes to the world, but you don't.
Mm. That's good.
You don't. You lose your soul eternally for something temporary.
Ah, there you go. There you go.
You lose your soul eternally for something temporary. I look at that Facebook, and there's a lot of women on there, especially that they're showing their bodies and offering their bodies to men. And I get it. There's some women who've been abused and who've been mistreated, and there's women in their lives, things happened when they were younger, so it has gotten them to this place. And maybe someone hasn't spoken life into them. Someone hasn't let them know that they are worth it. They don't need to sell who they are, a body part for their soul. You're more than just a body part. And I get that. I get that maybe they were molested, so this is what they turn to now because the enemy has them thinking this is the only way that they can be loved. But I want to tell you tonight, if you're in a position where you feel like you haven't been loved and this is the only way that you can receive it, I want to tell you tonight there is a better way. There's a different way. That's Jesus. Jesus loves you. He can touch places no man can touch.
Yeah.
He can make you feel like no one can make you feel. So you don't have to sacrifice who you are or sacrifice your body for those things, because what are you going to profit? Nothing. You're not going to profit anything in this world.
That's good.
It's all temporary. It's all temporary. And it says that you shall gain the whole world. See, and that's what you gain in the world. Like I was saying, worry and fear and doubt and heartache and heartbreak, and lose his own soul. When you lose your soul, I believe that there's a heaven and I believe there's a hell. And either you're going to live eternally in heaven or you're going to burn eternally in hell.
Come on.
Yeah.
Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? What are you giving in exchange for? Items? And then it goes on to say in verse 27, does anyone have anything they would like to say?
My sister, you're doing real good. I can't help but to think of it while you was teaching so wonderfully. There was two passages of scriptures that came to mind, of one of which I'll be preaching on Friday night if the Lord's will. But I thought about, especially tonight, since you kind of dealt, turned it a little bit with the women, and what happened with you on Facebook. And then I thought about the first scripture was when Jesus ran into the woman at the well, and she was coming to, you know, get her natural water. Jesus gets her attention and tells her, I got water that if you drink of this, you'll never thirst again. What Jesus does for us next to what the world does, when it comes down to worldly things, we are constantly seeking to be filled. So I thought about the young ladies that do sell their bodies, and you got men that sell their bodies too. But those that may be, for whatever the reason is, whether it's, you know, they was molested, whatever it is, they are constantly going after that. So it's not a one-time thing and that's it. No, it's like every day, you know, they're constantly going after that thirst, you know, that worldly thirst that, you know, depending on what you do throughout the day. You know, I went to exercise yesterday, and it was like I needed water, and I went, when me and my sons went and ate, it was like I drank like three or four glasses of water just drink because I was so thirsty. And it's, you know, I, and even now, that was yesterday, but right before service started, I drank a glass of water again. So it's a constant thirst. Anything that you're going when you're seeking worldly, it's a constant. You're going to forever be trying to go after that thing, ever. And even on your job, if it's your career, I mean, and you're trying to climb the corporate ladder, I mean, you're going to do everything you can. Okay, you get that this position. Okay, there's another position on the board. Now you're going after that. And that's kind of what happened with Jesus and the woman at the well. He told her, you know, about the men you're with. You know, her thing was the men. And he told her, you know, go tell your husband. She said, I'm not married. Jesus said, rightly, you said so, because the one that you have, you're right. He's not your husband. But go, you know, I give you water. I can quench your thirst. I can quench your desire. And he got that woman's attention to the point she ran back and told them, come see a man. She went and told her men to come see a man.
Yes,
in other words, you know, that thirst, I finally quenched my thirst. And I preached a message about that a couple weeks ago, you know, how about thirst. And then the other woman I thought about, and I'll be through, the other woman, I'll be preaching about this at the Lord's willing on Friday, about the woman that was caught in the act of adultery. Friday night, I mean, it's crazy. You're talking about this now, and Friday night the topic is going to be he dropped the charges. You know, only Jesus can eternally, if we commit to him, he's the only one that's eternally able to drop our charges, and we have been acquitted. If we come to him, we've been acquitted. You know, even though we were guilty, we can be found, Lord. All right, let me be quiet because I'm getting happy. Even though we are guilty, we can be found innocent through the blood of Jesus, because he's already, Lord, let me help. Lord, all right, let me stop. Lord, I'm getting happy out here on my porch. But, Evangelist, you done started something. Jesus is the only one. We used to sing a song in the old church, Just Jesus. He satisfies. You know, he's the only one that can quench our thirst. So, all right, that's it. I'm good.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Elder Blewett, you
great
have anything you'd like to share?
Yes, please. Great job. Great job. I didn't want to say anything because I want you to stay on your train of thought, but I do have to. You have brought me out in this scripture, and it's verse 26. This was me in South Central Los Angeles before I knew the Lord, and I was selling dope. So what is a man profited if he should gain the whole world? And I tried to do that. I tried to do that. I was never happy. I was satisfied, but never happy. I would gather much and lose a lot. And what would a man give in exchange for his soul? I would give anything at that time in life to have what I desired, to have what I saw. I saw the world as not to be funny, but I saw the world as an open Walmart or a huge department store that I can go in and get what I wanted. And no matter what I got under my belt, I was never satisfied. I was never happy.
Yeah.
So I know that God can dismiss the charges. I know that God can turn that thing around. I know that God can put in my life what I give up to make me happy and satisfied. I know that God can fill the void that I left behind in living that life, not knowing what was before me in the walk I got now, but he could fill my life to capacity where I have to say thank you and just because I can vividly remember the time. I can vividly remember the conversations I had to get wealth. I can vividly remember using and abusing people and women. And I know you're talking about women. And women, my Lord, a guy with money that run across a woman can make it seem so easy for that woman that she will be in that predicament for years.
Yes.
So I know exactly what you're talking about. And I think I want to ask God for forgiveness for the things I did at that time.
Yeah.
And I hope that whoever life I may have ruined or may have made them stumble, that they're right now, that they have given their life to Christ, that they have forgiven me. But I know you put me here.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's what I left. So I have to, my thing is I have to forgive people. I have to forgive myself. I'm still forgiving myself now. But I gave all to try to be wealthy. And I thank God for his saving grace, for his mercy.
Yes, sir.
And I believe in my heart the charges have been dropped.
Watch it.
Thank you. Thank you, Elder, for being so transparent. You know, we need to hear that. We need to hear that on this walk. And I think that's probably what brought me here so much on tonight, you know, after getting that. Because back in the day, I was there. Back in the day, you know, I was there. I was thinking about, you know, getting the bag or the bands, you know, the money. I was there, and like Pastor was saying, I was empty. I was thirsty. It can never be quenched because what I was looking for was Christ, and I didn't understand that at the time, that that's what I was looking for, that I was needing, that I was wanting. That was my desire, and I thought my desire were these worldly things. And what I did on my Facebook page, I had put a post to please join me on tonight at 7 o'clock, because I'm going to speak on what is your price. So I hope some of those people who were on Facebook saw that and are listening tonight to know that there is better way, that you are loved where you are. And just like Elder said, the charges can be dropped. You don't have to be found guilty. You can be found not guilty because of the blood of Jesus. And I just want to encourage you on tonight, especially in that verse 26. You're not going to profit anything from this world. The Bible says the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. So what you're working for in the world is death, but when you work for Christ, it is. So I just want to encourage everybody there. I think we're going to take a break right here. Elder Oliver, thank you very kindly.
Great word.
Everybody say blessed, say blessed, say blessed.
That you joined us for our Tuesday night Bible study. We would like to give you the opportunity to be a blessing to
the church ministry. We're not asking for any particular amount, just whatever's laid upon your heart. We just ask that you don't give grudgingly or under compulsion. There are two ways that you can give. The first way is by Cash App. That is PTC877. Once again, that is Cash App, P as in praise, T as in tabernacle, C as in church, 877. Or you can give by debit, credit, or PayPal, and that telephone number is 678-760-6056. Once again, that's 678-760-6056. And we praise God that you be a blessing to the ministry. We're going to get back into our subject of our scripture tonight, and our topic is, what is your price? And we are at Matthew chapter 16, and we're dealing with verses 24 through 27. And right now we were just talking about Matthew 16 and 26, about for what is a man profited if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? And before we go on to this next scripture, I just want to see if anyone else has anything they want to say about that verse 26, or even verse 24, 25, or 26. If not, we're going to go on to verse 27. For the Son of Man shall come in the glory of his Father with his angels, and then he shall reward every man according to his works. And when I read that, it's an assurance to me that Jesus is coming back one day. He's coming back. Then he's going to reward every man according to his works. So my question to you is, what kind of reward will you get for your works? You got to really think about that. What kind of reward are you going to get for your works? And you're not working because you're so good, because we can't do it on our own. We have got to have the Holy Spirit to help us love, to help us forgive, to help us change, because we can't even change on our own. You just don't get up one day and say, you know what, I'm just going to change. No, you go before God and you ask Jesus Christ into your life. You invite him into your heart, and then you begin to, by reading the Word of God, you begin to renew your mind in the Word of God. You begin to read and study and pray and worship, and that begins to change you. And then you start singing the things that I used to do with his hands. Like Elder was saying, he would, you know, he used to exchange drugs for money. Well, his hands became new when he stopped exchanging the drugs for the money, because God was doing a work inside of him. So that's how your hands begin to look new, and your feet begin to look new, because you don't go to the places that you used to go to. You know, that's what happens in transformation. That's what happens when you begin to change. When he calls you late at night talking about, girl, let me come over, and it's 1 o'clock in the morning, and you tell him, no, you can't come over tonight, you know, because now you begin to change, and the Holy Spirit can help you with that transformation. So we thank God and praise God for the Word, and we thank God because, you know, I question you tonight, and I want you to think about it. What shall your reward be according to your works? See, there's some awesome news on tonight. There's some great news on tonight. If you are that one that sells drugs, if you are that one that exchanges your body part, if you are that one, the good news on tonight is You can start right now a different life. You can start right now that thirst to be quenched by Jesus. You can start that right now on tonight. You don't have to wait. You don't have to wait, because if the church door isn't open, that's okay, because you can fall on your knees right here and right now. And God is willing and able to save your soul right here and right now. And I just want to encourage you. I know this may seem geared only to women, but it isn't. It's for the men also. It's for the men also. But I do speak to the heart of the women. And I did have another scripture that I wanted to share with the women, especially in that it was out of Proverbs. And it's coming from Proverbs chapter 31. And it's going to be verse 10. Proverbs chapter 31, verse 10. And as you find it, I want to kind of set this up a little bit in the book of Proverbs. Proverbs is a very wise book. I encourage you to read Proverbs. There's a lot of wisdom in it. I think a lot of it was written by Solomon, and it's just a lot of wisdom. And we come to Proverbs 31, and this particular book, I do believe it was written by King Lemuel. Now, I try to find some information about King Lemuel, and there's really not much. Theologians, Bible scholars, they kind of go back and forth who King Lemuel was, if he was actually Solomon, maybe just a different name, or did kind of go back and forth who he was. I really could not find any information, but if one of you on the phone know any other information about King Lemuel, please let me know. But in this particular one, he's talking about some wisdom that his mother gave him. Now, I want to give you a little history. Back during that time, women were treated not like citizens that matched the men. They were treated second-class citizens. They weren't educated. They worked around the house. They were good for childbearing. But the Torah, which is the first five books of the Bible, they weren't even able to read those because they weren't educated like the men were. So I'm sure they were going through a lot. I can't tell you exactly in their heads, but I'm thinking about Lemuel's mother who gave him this wisdom. She may have seen all of that as a woman and been treated and maybe felt like a second-class citizen. So she's given Lemuel this wisdom, and she begins by saying, don't give your strength out to women. Be careful about drinking, because you don't want to forget the law because you got drunk. To speak up for those who are in poverty and the poor and the needy. And then she comes with verse 10, and she says, who can find a virtuous woman? For her price is far above rubies. So she's teaching him. And even though the women were going through what they were going through, she says to him, who can find a virtuous woman? For her price is far above rubies. And as I was thinking about what is your price, I was thinking sometimes women don't understand the value that they hold. Now, I don't want the word virtuous, because virtuous is strength, it's integrity, it's discipline. Being virtuous is a hard worker, it's a good planner. This is a trustworthy woman. This is a loving daughter, it's a mother, a wife, a sister, an aunt. Her value is found in her wisdom. So encourage all of our young ladies. I want to encourage our women. You may feel like you may feel like see you as a second class citizen. You may have only finished high school and you're a mother, which is wonderful. I don't think you should ever belittle yourself being a mother, just saying, oh, I'm just a mother, because mm-hmm. you have strength to keep your household running. You have discipline to keep your household running. You are very hard working. You know, I want to encourage you tonight. Your value is great. You have wisdom. You know how to take the that you have and feed your whole family. You know, you know how to work out problems. You know how to get them healed and to go to the hospital. You know what the sun that's sore. So I just want to tell you tonight, as women, your price is far above ruby. And a ruby is an exceptional, durable quality. And it's one of the most expensive gemstones. I want to tell you tonight that your worth is more than $400, $500.
Yes.
Your worth is more than a car. Your worth is more than what that man is telling you. I just want to encourage you tonight that you are exceptional, that you are wise, that you are great, that you can do great things, that you are fit to do great things. I just want to encourage you. You find yourself selling yourself for the price of what man said. I want to encourage you tonight that you're better than that, that you are far better than that. Does anyone have anything that they would like to say? You make the people around you better. And I want to encourage you tonight that our Lord and Savior Jesus' arms are wide open to accept you in. That you can be that virtuous woman because God has equipped you. God has shaped and molded you. One thing is so strange. I was thinking about this the other day. I said, you know what, God? Babies come from heaven. They don't come from hell. So you weren't created for a mess. You were actually created with a purpose and a plan for your life. It just got messed up later on in your life. But there was a plan. God spoke your name. God called out your name. God knew you before you were formed in your mother's womb. You were created in heaven. You weren't created in heaven. So even though you may be living it, that can be turned around.
Lord.
And the purpose and the plan that God has for your life, it still can be fulfilled. Somebody is waiting on you. Somebody is waiting for your story. Somebody is waiting for you to wake up. Somebody is waiting for you to wash your face. Somebody is waiting for you to come and say that there is hope, that you can make it, because I came out of it. Just like Elder said, he came out of it. He may not have saw himself where he is today, but I tell you right now that there is hope.
Hallelujah.
In you. There's a hope and a future for you. So we just want to encourage you tonight that there is greater. That there is greater. You
anything they would like to say.
Great word, great word, great word. And Edmund, outstanding. Somebody got to go on mute. Great word, evangelist.
Praise God. You can be the turnaround for your family. You may say that, you know, this how your bloodline and this how the people were. Well, you can get a new bloodline on tonight. You can be the turnaround for your family. It can stop right here.
Yeah.
Life can be lived with integrity. Life can be lived with strength. Life can be lived with peace. Life can be lived with joy. Life can be lived with moral value. Life can be lived. And it can start with you. It could start right here with you. So you don't have to sell your soul for the things of this world. You can give your soul to Jesus Christ.
Yes, sir.
Pastor, you want to say so?
That is a good teacher.
Lady Jackson, anything you would like to say?
Oh, this is good. I'm eating this up. I was having this conversation last week, just encouraging a young lady, because so many times we get discouraged because people know what we used to do, and because people know what we used to do, we sell ourselves short. We forget about the promises that God has. That the promises that he has given to me, we forget that because people remember my lifestyle. People remember how I used to be. But the thing about it, as you said, there is hope. Why? Because God gave me a second chance to repent and get it right. So if you're listening on tonight and you feel that you've done things in your life that are so bad and you have asked God for forgiveness, he has forgiven you. But the thing is, you have to forgive yourself. You have to forgive yourself and trust in your heart and believe that God has worked it out on your behalf. But there's no price when it comes down to me giving up my God, for me giving up my promise on tonight. But this is awesome. Thank you for the word on tonight, evangelist. Thank you so much.
Praise God. So what is your price? Jesus has already paid it. Jesus has paid the price.
Yes, God.
Jesus already paid it.
Thank you, Jesus.
He's already paid it for you. You, the one listening on tonight, has already paid it for you.
Yes.
Already paid. That actually is going to be my Bible study. I'm going to turn it over to our pastor.
All right. Lord, help us tonight. What a word. In the voice of my daddy, what a word. What is your price? What is your price? I can't help but to thank God because we all have set a price at one point. And the truth of the matter is the price that we set was too low. It was too low. We settled. Whether it was drugs or sex or alcohol, gambling, whatever it was, the devil is a low baller. And he likes to get, he's not going to pay market value. He's not going to pay, he's going to low ball. He's low balled us. And on tonight, we are realizing once again that on tonight, through the taught word on tonight, that we've bargained, we've settled, we made a settlement just to get rid of it because we didn't think we could get out. But after tonight, we have been reassured that we are worth more than what we sold for.
Yes, yes.
We are worth more. I'm talking to you. I'm talking right to you. You are worth more than what you sold for. You're worth more. And we are grateful to God that we didn't die. We didn't die. Some lost it. Some died after they sold it.
Thank you, God.
Some died by selling for the low low. I often hear the rappers, the hip hop folk, they will say he sold his soul to the devil, and now there must be a payment, and they lose their life. And in most cases, not every case, but I can only imagine, in most cases, they sold his soul to the devil. And it's too late, but it's not too late for you, my brother and my sister. It's not too late for you. Jesus did. He redeemed us. He went back. He went to the cross. He went back to the devil and bought us back. He paid. Lord, help me tonight. Help us tonight. You have been redeemed. You have been redeemed. I've been redeemed. I've done things that I'm not proud of, but just another reassurance on tonight, I have been redeemed. And I'm in right standing with God. Listen, beloved, listen. After tonight's message and then what God has already given us for Friday night, he dropped the charges. Remember this, and I think I'm saying it right. It's a thing that's in the judicial, when it comes to court, that's called double jeopardy. I think that's what it is, where you cannot be charged twice
for the
incident.
Crime.
Watch it. Listen. Jesus has forgiven you. If you just confess, if you come to him, he's already forgiven you, reminding you, keep bringing up your past, because they can no longer charge you. They can no longer charge you for something Jesus has already forgiven you for.
Yes, sir. Those are bad lawyers. Yes, sir.
He's already paid it. It's done. Now look to the hills from whence cometh your help.
Yes, sir.
All your help comes from the Lord.
Yes, sir.
Listen, beloved. We're going to be through because I feel the anointing of God, and I know the team, all the team is happy. We all are happy. Listen, I tell you what, Evangelist Stanton, you baked the cake tonight. On Friday night, I'm going to try to just put a little icing on it. I don't know if they want red velvet. I don't know if they want chocolate. Amen. They might want vanilla. On Friday night, we're going to try to put a little icing on this cake. You have baked the cake. You have baked this cake on tonight. Beloved, listen, y'all tune in. Tonight was what's your price?
What's your price?
On Friday night, we're going to put a little icing on it and already let you know he's dropped those charges. Charges mean there's a price. There's a price. So he dropped the charges. He's already paid the price. Only thing you got to do is confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead. If you do that tonight, you're in right standings. I don't care what you've done, how many times you've done it. You know what? You could have been doing it while Bible study was going on. It don't matter.
Don't matter.
It don't matter. All right, let me pray. Let me pray. And Evangelist Stanton, great job. Lord, you only read a few scriptures, and we done went the whole hour. I was sitting here thinking, how are we going to get through the hour with about four or five scriptures? But good Lord. Good.
I
God Almighty.
I did,
wonderful.
Too.
God, you did, too.
Awesome.
God bless you, Elder. God bless you, Elder Bluette. Evangelist Stanton and my baby's mama, amen, Lady Zachary, thank you all so much for being on. All of those Praise Tabernacle, all of those Chaos Blog Talk Radio listeners, take heed, lest at any time we let these things slip. Okay, don't let the devil keep bringing up. If he keeps bringing up your past, you keep reminding him of his future. Okay, the devil keeps bringing up your past. You keep reminding him of his future. We have a right. We have an advocate. And that's why he can't stand us. Because out of all the mess we've done, Jesus still died for us and still loves us.
Yes, sir.
And we still have an opportunity. And the devil is upset because he has no more opportunities to get in right standings with God. Because he was in right standing. When God created him, he was beautiful. He had all the instruments made in him.
Praise first.
But we were fearfully and wonderfully made. All right, let me stop. Let me stop. Lord help me. I'm about to shout. All right. Let me pray and then we will dismiss. Father, we thank you. Once again, we thank you for this great Bible study. Thank you for this refreshing, this renewing, this revival that quickeneth the believer and the unbeliever by hearing the word of God. And I pray now that every voice, every person under the sound of my voice will receive the word on tonight. We don't just want to be hearers, but we want to be doers. And as the pastor of this great fellowship, I pray that I'm not just a hearer, but also a doer of the word. I thank you for our leadership team. I thank you for our laity. Many are even texting and responding even now. We thank you about the word. We thank you. We appreciate you. But we understand that the enemy likes to pour on and wants us to think we are hopeless, wants us to think that we are a people without a Savior, wants us to think that we are a people without a shepherd. We are a sheep without shepherd, but we know the enemy is a liar. We have a great high priest. We have a shepherd. We have an advocate. We have a Savior, and his name is Jesus. And God, we thank you as we leave this place, never your presence, till we meet again on Friday night at 7 o'clock. I pray that you will strengthen your people. We've been praying for some of these ones that we know are sick and afflicted among us. Sister Martin, Evangelist Stevens, these several ones, Brother Adore. We're praying for the Williams family that lost a loved one a week or so ago. And God, we're praying for the Siggers and the Moon family, the Bluette family, Sister Asha. Some of these ones that we know are having difficult moments and are going through having trying times at this time. And we pray that you will continue to strengthen them. For let the weak say, I am strong. We thank you for your power. We thank you for your anointing. And most of all, we're thanking you for paying the price that we could no longer pay. And as we leave this place, Matthew 28:19-20 tells us to go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I'm with you always, even until the end of the world. Amen. God bless you all tonight, my brothers and sisters. Go in Jesus' name. Bye-bye.
We Fix Credit. Are you bound by medical bills, child support liens, evictions, late payments, repossession, bankruptcy, or student loans? Today, you can turn that around. Time to be no longer bound. Hi, my name is Dove Stanton, and the name of my credit restoration company is No Longer Bound Financial Services. We are a debt-free company with the means to help thousands of people restore and rebuild their credit. Our customers have been able to obtain their dream homes, dream cars, refinancing, and building a greater future for them and their families. We dispute all negative and erroneous items from all three major credit bureaus. In closing, we can help you restore your credit, which in turn will restore your financial future. The way to reach me is by telephone or text at 678-760-6056. Or you can email me at the number 4, the letter U, betterdays@gmail.com. Time to be no longer bound. You gotta have-